I mentioned you to God and then I prayed for you. God, please teach my husband patience. And I know technically, you know, I don't got one yet. I'm also unsure if he's somebody I've loved in the past I haven't met, or if he's been here all along. He's probably somewhere later with a chick right now thinking soulmates don't exist with concepts of love that are all wrong. I don't need him to be perfect. Shit. Just open. No knight in shining armor, no fancy car, just a man who values teamwork more than ego to help build in a home that is ours. I want more children. Teach him the importance of family, of generational wealth. Make his soul filled with humility. I hope I don't sound silly. Praying for a man who doesn't even know I'll be his wife. Teach me how to love without possession. How to listen and trust him to lead without any second guessing. I want to feel fire when I kiss him. Is he far? How long will it take him to get here? I'm not rushing, just trusting timing to meet the standards of my own expectations upon his arrival. I prayed for you. You know it ain't about nothing if I gotta wait for you. Welcome back to Self Care and Chill with Maui. On this beautiful, wonderful day we are having here, we will be talking about your ass that's always self-sabotaging some shit. Yes. I'm glad that you've came. How are you doing today? How are you? Yes, I hope you're doing wonderful. I am too. You and your prayers. The things that you ask God for. Yes, I'm talking to you. You have a tendency of getting the things that you prayed for. Look at you. Attracting blessings. I love to see it. And then you fuck it up once you get it. Because you think there has to be a catch. There has to be something going on. This person can't possibly be this nice. He's too nice. He's too clingy. I don't like him. I don't like the way he's chewed. He's ugly. I don't like his shoes. I don't like the way he dressed. He has a kid. You nitpick shit. Some of y'all don't allow yourselves to be happy because you don't know how to be happy because you haven't been happy in so goddamn long. Oh my gosh, Maui, damn, you going in on us all fucking ready. Yes. Yes, I am. Some of y'all haven't been happy in so goddamn long and you forgot how to be. You forgot how to allow yourself to be, just be happy. Okay? If you have to truly believe that you are worthy of the things that you are asking God for. Okay? So that when the things that you are asking for comes into your life, you don't fuck it up and you don't self-sabotage them. Have you thought that possibly things are happening to you because you are a good person? That you've been being patient? And that you are finally attracting everything that you deserve? Maybe that's why things are finally happening this way. If you don't believe that you are deserving of what you are asking God for, you will continuously put yourself in a position to lose those things. You won't know how to appreciate it and you won't know how to reciprocate. You will be too focused on the possibility that the shit is not going to work out. You're going to be too focused on it. They got to be lying. They got to be doing this. Let yourself be happy. You deserve to be happy. You deserve the love that you give to everybody else. I know some of us have been in relationships that have been like super fucked up. Okay. And some of us have just lost the freaking hope and the possibility that there is a good person actually out there that can be compatible with us, that can actually give us what we're looking for. And our guards are really just up. It's not even that I don't want to be happy or I don't trust you. Some of us just don't know how to be. We've been disappointed by so many people for so long that we're just afraid. And we don't feel like this shit. It's been so many times in your life where you've given so much love to people that haven't reciprocated or given it back. So many times you've given love to people who have played in your face, not appreciated you, not respected you. So many times that you've settled for less than the fuck that you deserve. Oh, I ain't even had to put a curse word right there in that sentence, child. I got a problem. Why do I be cursing? I don't freaking know. So many times that those things have happened for you and you, some of us, our souls are tired and exhausted. It's not even that I don't want to be loved, but my soul is freaking tired. It is tired of starting shit and falling in love and liking people and for this shit to just hurt. Because I say this all the time. I think about how beautiful love is and how good it feels in the beginning. But I am no stranger to how much that shit hurt. Like really aches your heart to have somebody hurt you. if you've ever experienced some type of heartbreak and you know, like being in a car, punching a fucking steering wheel, freaking mad at somebody, just hurting, not being able to sleep, not being able to eat, sick to your fucking stomach because of love. It's like, it's like a drug. It's like, yeah, love will have us out here like a crackhead. This beautiful thing that is so beautiful sometimes. We've seen the ugly sides of it. We've seen the ugly sides of it. When you, it's a drug, but don't you know how people be saying, don't take other people's prescriptions. That shit only hurt when you taking a prescription that's not supposed to be yours. It's a lot of prescriptions of men I ain't had no business taking. It's somebody else's blessing. There's no way this is mine. That's when we get sick. We in love with some shit that we're taking and in love with some shit that doesn't belong to us. Get that shit back to whoever you got that shit from, child. Before you end up in the hospital. I know that sometimes our self-sabotaging is because of that. That's why I feel like it's so important to know what makes you happy. To be at a place in your life where you're able to be receptive of love. Like, truly believe that you can be loved back at the same capacity. I know it's been a lot of times where you've been the one who has to do everything. You've been the one who gives so much love, who has to reach out, who has to say sorry, who has to forgive. And I know some of us have gone through life for so long and never received the love back in the same way that it's hard for some of us to really believe that you love us back. Like, why do you love me? Like, what you love about me? Like, why you want to be with me? I want you to be so secure in how beautiful you are as a person and how special you make people feel, that when people recognize the type of vibe you are, they don't want to play with it. They meet you and they ain't trying to play with it. I met this great girl. She's funny. She's smart. She's wonderful. She's a great mom. She could cook her ass off. She nasty. And he don't want to play with it. And understanding, like, a person could really be loving me because I have so many great qualities about myself. I ain't surprised when you fall in love with my ass. I get it. Shit. I get it. I'm funny as shit. I know you're gonna love it here. But I also know in the beginning of me being in my relationship, I was self-sabotaging a little bit. I was so afraid. I was used to being in relationships where my partners flipped the script and blame shit on me all the time. Like, I always did something wrong, that I came into my relationship thinking I was going to fuck it up. Like, somehow, some way, I would do something wrong because I'm always doing something wrong in relationships. Not to say I haven't made mistakes before, but the relationships that I was in before, they definitely flipped the shit on me to make me feel like I was doing something wrong, or I was nagging or complaining, or I was this, to take the focus off of themselves. So coming into another relationship, I thought, like, I'm going to fuck this up some way, somehow. Like, I'm going to mess this up and this isn't going to work. Or they're just too, like, nice to me, or... No. They're nice to me because I'm nice to them. It's somebody that is just coming into my life and they don't want to play with it. Okay. I like this. I like being able to love at my fullest capacity and not be afraid to stay on the surface. Not feeling the need to stay on the surface, because I'm able to love to my full capacity because I know that I'm loving somebody that reciprocates in a person who is appreciative. Okay. Now, I ain't saying that they perfect, because I'll be fucking lying to y'all asses. Perfect for me, yes. Perfect, absolutely the fuck or not. Okay. But caring about somebody so much that in the areas that they are not perfect, I can assist. As long as you actively trying and you're accountable and you want to work on yourself, I can assist. I can assist for love. So finding, not self-sabotaging, but also finding somebody where you can grow together with. I want you to be with somebody that calls you out on your shit too. You're not perfect either. You got some shit with you, quiet as it's kept. Quiet as it's kept. Your ass got some goddamn shit with you. And I want you to be with somebody who calls you out on your goddamn bullshit, but not in a way where they belittle you or talk down on you or make you feel bad. In a way where they want to help you to grow. In a way like, babe, I got you. Like, it's cool. Like, we're going to talk through this. You don't know how to communicate, but I'm going to work on it with you. A lot of the times we in a relationship with people that just make us, like, we shut down because we feel attacked. We feel like this person makes us feel insecure. They always talking down on us or making us feel bad about shit. So at that point, we shut down. We don't even want to talk about it. Who you love should be your safe place. This should be your safe haven. If you can't be safe nowhere else, you should be able to be safe in love with the person that you love and care about. With choosing these partners, though, is you have being able to identify who's really for you. That's why I tell y'all all the time, I don't give a fuck who you like, because you don't know what the fuck they like. Who likes you? And not saying that you got to necessarily like the person that like you back, but I want you to know what consistency and effort looks like. So that when you out here liking people and you're not getting it back, you know. No, this is not how people who like me act, because this guy, like, he wanted us to go on dates. He wanted to see me. He wanted to plan stuff. He made me feel special. So then when you catch yourself doing some shit that you ain't supposed to be doing, you're able to, you know what? Nah, this ain't that. Nah, this ain't that. You're able to correct and check yourself. You gotta believe that you're worthy of what you're asking for. And work on, in the meantime, in between time, if you single, you ain't got nobody, work on yourself so that when what you're looking for comes along, because it's going to come along. But in between that shit, it'll be many things that come along that looks like what you've been asking for. And you got to be able to identify what's for you and what's not for you. By how it makes you feel, how it treats you, and what the hell you've been asking for. If it doesn't look or treat you like what you've been asking and praying for, it's not for you. Stop trying to force it to make it the fuck work. Stop trying to turn a duck into a goddamn cow. What the fuck? That's not even in the same goddamn family. But you like it so much and you've grown attached to it that you're trying to morph it into what the fuck you want it to be. Breaking your own heart. Breaking your own heart by creating this goddamn fairy tale in your mind that something that would never be what the fuck I wanted to be might eventually, if we tweak a few things, might eventually be able to some way, somehow change into a cow. Stop doing that shit to yourself. Be honest. Be honest and really understand that what does happiness look like to you? What does a happy relationship look like to you? Ask yourself that. And why do you want to be in a relationship? Some of y'all that want to be in one. You feel like you reached a place in your life where you worked on yourself so much that you want to share your life with somebody else? Are you tired of being lonely? Do you want to just get bust all down and have somebody rub on your butt in the middle of the night and hump on you? Because that's cool too. I get that. But that's not a good reason to be in a relationship. Now sit your ass down. You got too hype. You're too hype, child. Or do you want a partner? Or do you not even know why the fuck you want to be in a relationship? You ain't never think about the shit until I just asked. That's fine too. But understanding what makes you happy, what does love look like to you? And I really, really need y'all to know what makes you happy so that you're not looking for somebody else to do it. You're showing up for yourself first. I need you to be at a place in your life where you are sure that you're not using somebody else to fill some type of voids. So that you can know that you're not looking for somebody to show up in the areas in your life that you don't show up for yourself for. That's what ends up happening with a lot of people. They want people to pour into all the areas where they lack. Which is nothing wrong if we compliment each other in certain areas. But I also want to be actively working and growing in these areas too, whereas though I'm not dependent on you to always show up. Like if I know that I'm not good at this certain thing, but my man compliments me in it, I want to also be actively working on it, be better in this area. I don't always want to depend on my man to do it. Because if you're not around, I want to be able to still equivalently show up for myself and be there for me. That's why it's so important for you to speak love over yourself and affirmations and all these things of positivity, so that you're not looking for your partner to just always freaking, you're beautiful, you look nice, oh babe. The compliments feel good, but you needed to already feel like you was the shit. Thank you, babe. But I already felt like a bad bitch when I woke up this morning. I need you to show up for yourself first too, so that everything that other people give you is extra. I need you to know how worthy of love that you are, so when it comes into your life, you understand it and you get it. You know why it's here. I need, when love knocks on your door, I need you to already be like, oh, I know exactly who it is. I know exactly what's happening. It's what you deserve. It's what you manifested and created. Finally showing up. I don't want love to knock on your door and you be like, who the fuck is it? You grabbing your bag. You scared and shit. Why the fuck? How the fuck did they find out where I live? You don't know why the fuck love is in your life. You don't know what the fuck is here for. Are you serious? You're such a good person. You ain't think nobody's going to knock on this goddamn door. Now, if you don't go out, don't take my words the wrong way and think that love is going to knock on your door. I need you to actually go out and mingle. Please don't mix my words up and say, oh, Maui said that love will knock on my door. So that's it. I don't need to go out. Don't need to date. He's going to knock. That ain't what the fuck I said. I was just using a figure of speech, child. Because y'all love to put words in my goddamn mouth that I didn't say. I hate that I have to elaborate with y'all asses like that, but I do. Stop self-sabotaging, though. Stop self-sabotaging and pour some love into yourself, because you're going to need it. And I'm all smiling while we're doing a podcast right now because I love love. And I read y'all messages, y'all DMs and stuff like that, y'all comments and stuff. And it's some followers where it's though, Maui, I ain't trying to hear that shit. Fuck all these men. Fuck all these whoever y'all talking to. I don't know if you like men or women or whoever. But then it's other people that be like, I can't wait until I feel like this. I'll post the love poem or something sweet and y'all in the comments like, I can't wait to feel like this, or I can't wait for this type of love. And I can't wait for it for you, because it feels good and it's beautiful when you lay next to a person that you don't have to question and you're actually happy with, and you're not pretending to be happy. You're not laying next to a person where every day you're trying to convince yourself that this is going to work, this is happy. Because you don't feel like starting over. Nobody knows your body better than this person. You don't want to have sex with somebody else. No matter what this person do or what y'all go through, you always find a way to make it work. I want you to be laying next to a person that you don't fucking have to question, that is showing up every day to the relationship with the exact same enthusiasm. Not somebody that you're trying to force and pull shit out of every day that barely shows up to love you. Now, if I'm triggering your ass, I'm supposed to be triggering you. Laying next to somebody you know you ain't got no business with. That's y'all business, so I ain't mad at you. But it's your job to do what you're supposed to do before shit go too far. If you know you're not happy, you know that this will never be what you wanted to be. And then you wake up one day and realize that freaking 13 years went by and you wasted your goddamn time. Because it was two people that was just comfortable, you'd be upset. And you'll have to start from scratch. So I want you to be laying next to a person where you feel the love from. I want you to be able to feel the love from yourself, and anything that anybody comes into your life with is extra. I want you to be treating yourself so well that a person who comes into your life will feel uncomfortable even trying to treat you less than how you treat you. You set in the tone. You are the example of love. You are the example of how you deserve to be loved and treated. And I'm loving you based off of how I see you love and carrying yourself. But if you don't know, if you're not sure your worth, you'll be appreciative and grateful for whatever the fuck I give you. Even if it's crumbs, even if it's bullshit, even if it's lies. Lies and dick and some Uber Eats food, child. You'll be appreciative because you don't really know what's making you happy right now. You just want to feel something. You just want companionship at whatever capacity. Being honest about what you want. Being patient. Not fucking it up when things are actually working out good for you. And letting go of shit that you ain't got no business holding on to no more, so that you can have room for the blessings. You keep talking about, Mommy, where in the fuck is my soulmate coming? I don't know, probably after you stop fucking the guy that you've been supposed to stop fucking, maybe after that, the universe could feel the love that you vibrating at, y'all. You waiting for a soulmate, but you still fucking somebody that disrespects you consistently. You still allowing him access to your body, and he has no desire to even have access to your heart. You're just accepting him at whatever capacity, child. You know, I don't like that. That's ghetto. You know, I'm always trying to tell y'all to stop having sex. Especially with somebody that ain't shit. I know we all got needs, but you better flick the bean. Spank the hanky. Damn. Please yourself. Go ahead. Please yourself. I'm not really into that because I like foreplay. But if you want to play with yourself a little bit, that's your business. It ain't got shit to do with me. You are deserving. If you listening this right, you listening to this right now, and you know, like, and you dating, or you talking to somebody that you like, whatever the case may be, I want y'all to learn how to listen to y'all intuition and really pay attention to what feels good and what feels right and what looks like what you envisioned, and accepting people for who and where they are. Looking at the person that you're in a relationship and asking yourself, is this what happiness and love looks like to me? Is this what partnership looks like? Is this what family looks like? Can I see myself marrying this person? And I'm talking about, you really got to be honest with yourself. You can't lie. I can't fuck with you if you're going to be lying now. You got to be able to be honest with yourself. Is this what love looks like? Can I be loving myself more? Can I be working on myself more? Because I could also tell how much you loving yourself by the shit you be out here doing. I be wanting to pop you upside your fucking head. Don't make no goddamn sense. But sit the fuck down. That's how I be wanting to act with your ass. You be out here. Child, let me get my fucking belt. Because y'all be out here doing whatever the fuck y'all want to do. I'm pretty sure whatever it is y'all out here doing, if I had some goddamn hidden cameras on y'all asses, y'all need to start thinking, what did Maui say on the podcast? Replay the goddamn podcast episode back. Go read the cheat code again. Y'all be out here doing whatever the hell y'all goddamn want. What does love look like when I'm receiving it and when I'm giving it to myself? And how can I set the tone for how I deserve to be loved by how I show up for me? Nobody should be coming into your life treating you less than how you treat you. How can I make sure I'm showing up for myself at my fullest capacity? And I said this the other day. Some of y'all think y'all doing a good job because y'all not texting that man back no more and y'all not having sex with him. But y'all haven't really been working on yourselves either in the meantime. Y'all ain't been doing shit. Been watching time pass by. Keep watching old shows all the time. I want you to actually, in this time where you are alone, when you're alone in your solitude and your peace, I want you to actually be working on yourself. Actually doing what you're supposed to, actually pouring into you, actually growing and evolving. You got shit to do. I want you to reach your highest potential. And it ain't gonna be freaking happening by you laying on the couch all fucking day waiting for love to just knock on your door. And we ain't even doing all the self-work for love. It ain't even about love all the time. It's about you becoming your best self for you because you want to. Because I deserve better. Because me loving myself more will make me feel better. It will make me feel good. I will be able to attract the things that I am deserving of. Anything outside of that will feel uncomfortable approaching me. They won't feel comfortable approaching me. I will be giving off an aura of unavailability. Okay? Of not easily being able to be accessed. An aura of you have to work for this. I'm not just giving this the fuck out. I'm not a free sample. I don't just accept bare minimum and nothing. You have to work for this. And being confident to know that if a person doesn't want to rise to meet you, then that is not your person. And there is no reason for you to go onto a lower ass level to meet them. If you do not want to rise to meet me, then we have nothing to fuck to talk about because I can't come down here to meet you. Absolutely not. Or maybe your soulmate is on a level that you haven't gotten to and you need to work on yourself a little bit more. And he doesn't want to come to a lower level for your ass either. And you need to rise to meet him. Because good people deserve good people. And if you want a good man, then you got to make sure that you're a good woman. If you're a good woman, vice versa. Same goddamn thing. I know we always talk about the woman and them working on stuff and working on themselves. But understand, that what you asking for, the type of person that you want that fits your future, they're going to listen. They want somebody that's going to reciprocate too. They want somebody that's going to make them feel loved, appreciated, valued, and call yourself out on some shit if you a receiver. Cause I refuse to believe that everybody on my freaking podcast today is just all good people and they're just all givers and I've just given so much to love. Some of y'all got some ungrateful shit with y'all, petty shit, silent treatments, ignoring people. Okay, be honest about the shit that you need to work on or the things that you fucked up in your last relationship so that you could go about love a different way when it finally comes. Think about the mistakes that you made before as far as what you could have done better. Think about the things that you've experienced in love before that you didn't like. And you know, that's some shit that I ain't tolerating again. This is a deal breaker for me. I don't want to deal with this kind of shit. We need to understand what we are really looking for and what we are really doing. Where do we want, what areas do we want to grow in? How can we better help and assist ourselves to make this journey of love and life and working on ourselves easier by having a clear vision of what the fuck needs to be done? Okay. That's what I know to be true, child. That's what I'll be freaking speaking the word. I'll be saying exactly what needs to be said. I love that for me. I love the fact that I say what needs to be said. I be feeling like I'm y'all sister, y'all big sister that's probably like 80 years old. I feel like I'm the mother. You know what I am? I'm that freaking talking tree in the Pocahontas, child. That tree with the goddamn wisdom and advice. That tree that, you know what I'm talking about. That tree that was in Pocahontas. That's me. I'm the tree that was talking to y'all asses and giving y'all the advice that y'all need. And y'all don't fucking listen anyway. But I'm going to give it to you because I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all ain't gonna listen, but it is what it is. Please understand when y'all finally get my new book, though, I'm reading y'all asses for filth. Because y'all like that. Y'all like tough love. Son, y'all just been used to getting treated like that in y'all relationships for so long that y'all love some tough love. So I gave it to you. Anyways, I hope today, if you listen to the podcast, that you learned something. I hope that you enjoyed. This was a short and sweet episode. But I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you learned something. I hope that it's another day of you wanting to work on yourself, grow, and being patient and not even tripping and knowing that what you're looking for and what you want is out there. There's no need to settle. There's no need to rush it. There's no need to force some shit to become something that ain't never going to be. And we just going to chill our way through it and relax. Continue to work on ourselves. Continue to grow. Continue to evolve. And know that what I want is out there. There's no need for me to ever settle. And when I get what I want, when I finally manifest it, I won't second guess it or self-sabotage it because I know that I'm deserving of the love that I put out into this world and that I give myself. And that's the goddamn message. And that is what I know to be true. Enjoy your day.